Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm Vidya Digans, a graduate student from the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine Campus, Trinidad and Tobago. And the title of my presentation is Nitrification and Nitrifying Communities in Tropical Soils of Varying Edaphic Properties. This study was supervised by Dr. Gaius Eudoxie, also from University of the West Indies, and Professor William J. Hickey from University of Wisconsin. Introduction. Nitrification is a key process in the nitrogen cycle, and it's mediated by ammonia oxidizing bacteria and the recently discovered ammonia oxidizing archaea. Now, the contributions to nitrification by AOA versus AOB are ill-defined to date, and edaphic drivers of AOA versus AOB niche differentiation are also not well established. A number of studies have focused on the effect of pH on AOA versus AOB niche differentiation, and one such study was that conducted by Gobiranjan et al. 2011, and these researchers revealed that acidic conditions may favor AOA and affect their phyllotype distribution. However, other studies have reported that this impact is inconsistent. Previous studies have also reported that ammonium tend to affect the distribution of AOA and AOB as well. And a study conducted by Jaya et al. 2009 reported that high ammonium inputs favor AOB, while a study conducted by Hudson-Pickler et al. 2008 reported that AOA adapted to low ammonium levels. So today there is also mainly data from nitrogen manipulated soils, and little is known about how natural systems tend to affect the niche differentiation of these two microbial communities. Furthermore, there is limited data about effects of broader edaphic characteristics of AOA and AOB structure. Also, understanding nitrogen cycling in these tropical soils is important since it impacts food production and the dynamics of global climate change. Hence, the main goal of this study was to determine the structure of AOA and AOB communities and their relation with nitrification levels and edaphic characteristics using 9 soils from Trinidad and Tobago. It was therefore hypothesized that nitrification potential would be correlated to pH, abundance of AOA in acidic soils, and to abundance of AOB in alkaline soils. And also, AOA abundance would correlate negatively to soil nitrogen, particularly ammonium. Methodology. 9 soils were selected for the study, and the selection was based on differences in soil texture and pH. The soil textures ranged from sandy loam to silty loam, and clays, and the pH ranged from highly acidic 4.8 to circumneutral 6.6 to alkaline 8.2. The soils were obtained from non-managed locations, and these locations were naturally vegetated by grasses or evergreen forests in the case of arena. The vertisols were high montmorillonite clay minerals, and the others were kaolinite or low clay content soils. A wide range of edaphic characteristics were determined for all 9 soils, and these include pH, total carbon, total nitrogen, ammonium, bulk density, etc. Nitrification potential was determined using the shaken slurry method according to Hart et al. 1994, and the data was analyzed using ANOVA with GenStat 13 statistical package. Now, the AOA and AOB community structure was assessed by determining the abundance of the AMOA gene with quantitative PCR, and the composition was also determined by terminal restriction fragment length polymorphism analysis. Analysis of similarity was used to test for statistical significance of dissimilarity among TRF profiles with soils, and the bioenvironmental step was used to determine high rank correlations between similarity matrices of TRF profiles and the matrices of the edaphic properties of the soils determined in this study. Results. The results revealed that nitrification potential differed significantly among soils, and the clay soils, as you can see from figure 2, tend to show the highest NP potential with the For example, the Brasso clay having a nitrification potential of approximately 298 milligrams of nitrogen per kilogram of soil per day, and Arena had a NP value of approximately 15 milligrams of nitrogen per kilogram of soil per day. The results further showed that NP had a significant positive correlation to pH and clay content. Now, the positive correlation to pH was consistent with findings from other studies, such as those conducted by Saharwat et al. 2008 and DeBoer et al. 2001. This study also revealed that clay mineralogy was a significant factor in modulating this pH effect. For example, the Talparo clay and Arena sand had similar pHs of 5.4 and 5.8 respectively, as shown in figure 1, but yet the nitrification potential of the Talparo clay was approximately tenfold times greater than that of the Arena sand. Now, a study conducted by Jiang et al. 2011 reported that when montmorillonite was added to a kaolinite oxysol, the nitrification potential increased significantly. And furthermore, Kong et al. 1980 reported that because of the high cation exchange capacity of montmorillonite, it tends to allow for the localized exchange of ammonium and H plus ions, thus buffering acidity. Archaeal AMOA was present in all samples, and as can be seen from figure 3, the archaeal AMOA ranged from approximately 300 copies per gram of soil for Maracas soil to approximately 11,000 copies per gram of soil for Arena sand. However, bacterial AMOA was infrequently amplified, and this is shown in figure 4. And in some soils, for example, Arena and St. Augustine, it was not detected at all. And in others, they were only amplified in either one or two octoreplicate soil samples. This infrequent amplification or non-detection of bacterial AMOA from soils have also been reported by a number of researchers, such as that conducted by Petridge et al. 2013. And some researchers have hypothesized that such infrequent amplification or non-detection could infer that AOA therefore was more active in or play a more dominant role in the nitrification process. Now, because bacterial AMOA was infrequently amplified or not detected, it did not allow for, in this study, for any detailed statistical analysis or correlations between AOB and the edaphic characteristics assessed in this study. AOA therefore showed significant negative correlations to ammonium nitrogen, clay content, and organic carbon, and this can be seen from figures 5, 6, and 7 respectively. The negative correlation of archaeal AMOA to ammonium nitrogen have also been reported by D et al. 2010, and this could reflect the preference of AOA for low ammonium nitrogen levels in soils. The negative correlation of archaeal AMOA to clay and to organic carbon could reflect the impact of more broader physicochemical properties of the soils on AOA microbial communities. Now, the variation in the AOA communities based on the TRF profiles differed significantly among soils, and this variation was best explained by ammonium, total nitrogen, and total kaolidal nitrogen. And table 2 showed that ammonium nitrogen was present in all 10 correlations, followed by 7 for total N and 6 for total kaolidal nitrogen. Now, pH was identified as one of the variables affecting the variation of the AOA communities, but it was not present. It was not one of the top variables like ammonium, total nitrogen, and total kaolidal nitrogen, as it was only present in two of the correlations. AOB communities also differ significantly among soils, but their variation was best explained by phosphorus bulk density and iron. And table 3 shows that phosphorus was present in all 10 correlations, bulk density and iron were present in 9 and 8 respectively. Now, previous studies have shown that phosphorus affect AOB communities, and this was shown by a study conducted by He et al. 2007. And bulk density could affect these communities because of its impact on oxygen diffusion. Iron could have impacted the AOB communities because of the iron heme-dependent respiration nature of these communities. And this have also been reported by Glass et al. 2012. Conclusions. As was hypothesized in this study, NP correlated positively to pH but showed no correlation to AOA or AOB community structure or abundance. With respect to hypothesis 2, the study supported hypothesis 2 where AOA abundance correlated negatively to ammonium. Also, the effect of natural nitrogen levels on AOA community structure in this study was consistent with other studies where nitrogen levels were manipulated in the soils, and AOA and AOB communities were affected by different sets of edaphic factors where the AOA community structure was affected mainly by soil nitrogen characteristics, and AOB was shaped by edaphic factors other than soil nitrogen, and pH was not a major factor affecting either AOA or AOB community structures, as was reported by a number of previous studies. Acknowledgements. I would like to thank the Graduate Studies and Research from the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine Campus, and also the Department of Food Production from the Faculty of Food and Agriculture, and Owen Allen, Professorship in Soil Microbiology, for a grant given to Professor William Hickey for financial contribution for the execution of this study. And I would just like to say thank all of you with a beautiful image of one of the beaches from Trinidad and Tobago. Thank you for taking the time to come and listen to my presentation this morning.